You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's been on the front line. He's someone who's got lots of information. He's been in contact with doctors in Italy and China to figure out where we are headed. So it should be a very, very informative discussion coming up in just about an hour. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. Jerry Recco is with us now. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, G? How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How was the commute in today?
The same.
Same thing? Yeah. Not a lot of people? Same deal?
I really have not seen much of a difference, to be quite honest, either way.
Yeah.
Looks
either
the same way. To me. No, huh. It looks the same to me. It's the same amount of cars that I see every morning. Yesterday was actually busier than normal. Today, to me, was normal. It was not that big a deal.
And what about when you park the car and you start walking to work? Not that we see a lot of people to begin with, but does it feel any different then?
You know why I'm going to say no? Because every time I've come in for the last month, they have closed down Charlton Street for the construction, so it's been quiet. But parking has been easier, so that's pretty obvious. And going home is lighter, but coming in is pretty much the same.
I mean, I can't even imagine how much money I'm saving on gas right now. I mean, I actually started to do the math yesterday. Just to think about it. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
It really is insane. I mean, I want to get back there as soon as possible, but there are some perks to walking down the steps and doing this. But I still, even though I heard Joe talking about this yesterday, about, you know, how he feels like he can never go back now, having done this, I'm not one of those people. I don't know. I understand that Joe and I are about 30 years apart in age, so it's a little bit different. If I was his age, I'd probably be saying the same thing, but like, I there's going to come a point where I'm going to want to get in the car and make that ridiculous commute into the city that I do every day because I kind of miss it.
Remember this, when he had his, was it hip surgery or knee surgery or whatever, he said the same thing because he did the show from home as he was recovering. I can never picture myself coming back in, and then he was back in.
Right, he had to come back in.
Right.
Yes. Anyway. You got to come back in. Your hips are fine. Get in here.
So this report brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Test drive the new 2020 Infiniti QX60 now at Ray Catena Infiniti of Edison and Bridgewater. You ever wonder what like pro athletes are doing right now?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, so for guys like LeBron James, we take the Instagram Live for the first time, do a little Q&A, which seems kind of fun. You should do that, Boomer. That'd be kind of fun because 4 hours isn't enough of Boomer. We need more Boomer in our lives. So for LeBron, hi, good morning. So for LeBron.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for finally saying good morning to me. I thought you forgot I was here.
No, well, you didn't introduce me. Greg did. So, Boomer, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thanks for asking and caring.
I do care, very much so. You have no idea. Here was LeBron on Instagram Live kind of fielding questions, and he was asked about life in L.A. and how things are going. Now, keep in mind, this is kind of cool because you get a little glimpse into his kitchen. I'm not sure. He's drinking his big glass of red wine. He's having fun. His kids are around. His wife is around. So he just talks about how things are going for him.
I'm still playing, man. I got to keep all my options open, man. But right now, I tell you one thing. I don't want to go nowhere besides be here, baby. 18. Be a Laker for the rest of my life.
Yeah, he was asked at one point about life in South Beach.
Do I miss Miami?
Yes.
Do you mean the city or the team? What do you mean?
I miss the city.
My wife missed the city.
I miss the humidity.
Why?
What
did it do to your hair?
Young.
The humidity keep you young? Is that scientifically proven?
Yes.
Now, I know it's kind of goofy, but it's neat, though. Like, I mean,
for fine. All the, it's great. It's absolutely great.
I think it is. For all the bad things social media is, I think it's kind of cool to be let into their house like that. That's kind of neat. Now,
I think it's a great job by him.
Yes.
Really.
Very. And I guess that was his first Instagram Live thing he had done. So that was kind of cool. Now, the Lakers, a couple of Lakers do have the virus, as does Marcus Smart, who did tell us on social media.
So I just found out I tested positive for the coronavirus. I'm okay. I feel fine. I don't feel any of the symptoms.
But I can't stress enough of practicing social distancing and really, you know, keeping yourself away from a large group of people.
And other things to avoid?
Just really washing your hands and help protect yourself and help protect others by protecting yourself. Thank you.
And I saw Al and I were talking. We do a warm-up show between 5:45 and 6. Mm-hmm. We were talking how the Surgeon General and others are really hoping that star athletes and maybe entertainers come out and kind of make this a public service announcement. Guys like Kevin Durant, I thought, you know, what Marcus Smart did there was probably pretty good.
You know, I heard that too this morning. I thought that was a very good conversation on your guys' part.
Nice.
But how does Al not know who the Surgeon General is? He's on TV every freaking
day. I don't
know
who the Surgeon General is.
No, I just don't know his name. I would recognize him for sure.
I heard you talking about C. Everett Koop. He is not the Surgeon General anymore.
I'm saying that's the last guy's name I remember as Surgeon General, but this
guy's
terrific.
I want you to remember this name, okay? Jerome Adams.
Oh,
Dr. Jerome Adams. Can you remember that?
Dr. Yeah. Jerome Adams.
Dr. Jerome.
Yes.
He's terrific.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Al
very, 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 just like Dr. Fauci and just like Dr. Birx. All three of them are terrific.
Al still thinks that Kenneth Shaw Mountain Landis is the baseball commissioner.
Right, exactly.
And we've heard nothing from him.
No, we know it's Faye Vincent, right, Al?
So, Al, who's the Surgeon General?
Adams, Dr. Adams.
Dr. Jerome. Adams.
Jerome Adams. Yes.
Remember that.
I will.
Guy's in charge, man. Yeah. He is large and in charge, baby. That's what I like about him.
I like all those guys, all the doctors that have come out.
And Deborah Birx, what about her? Do you like her, too?
Not familiar with her work.
Really? Well, how could you not be familiar with her work?
She's one of the conference.
I see President Trump comes out and talks, then Pence talks, then the Surgeon General, then Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and Dr. Birx also. She is the coronavirus response coordinator.
Oh, yes, I do know her.
I heard her on Wings yesterday driving home.
I do
she's
know
also
her.
She's also the U.S. Global AIDS coordinator. So she wears many hats, and she's been in this world for many years. She's also an Army colonel. Did you know that, Al?
I did not.
Well, you need to start understanding who these people are. Why would you listen to somebody if you don't know who they are, what their background is, and just take what they're saying, you know, as like, you know, gospel?
I like a good speaker. If you're a good speaker and you're getting the message out, I don't need a whole
like Mr. Fallop in Jersey City.
Yep. Yes. The Jersey City mayor. Terrific. No idea what his background is.
Fallop's a good candidate for a cult leader. Like, all he needs is someone that sounds good, and he's going to follow you.
All right. You're a good speaker.
Oh, man. Al, you know, I'm very disappointed. You're an older guy. You've been around for a while. I would think that you would take the time and effort to try to figure this stuff out.
I'm not a big politics guy.
Well, this is not politics, dude. This is real life. This is real stuff. This is medicine.
All right.
This impacts you and your family.
Are you saying, G, that Al would vote for Dave Ramsey for president if he ran?
Yeah. Al would have moved to Jonestown and drank the Kool-Aid.
We're all drinking this. All good.
This Jim Jones guy, man, I tell you, he's got a lot of stuff to say.
Surprised you weren't a part of Nixon.
All right, so the NBA sending out a memo Thursday that all teams... all teams must close their practice and training facilities to players and staff until further notice. We did hear from Sean Payton, who posted that he contracted the COVID-19 virus, though really has no symptoms and feels pretty good. No respiratory symptoms, feels pretty good. So that's at least positive. He is self-quarantining himself.
Hey, can I ask you guys something?
Yes, anything you need.
Anybody on this show been tested?
No.
No.
No, no sir. Neither have I. No.
Should
I
we been. Be? I mean, I feel great.
No, we should not be. That's right. The point. I'm not sure why everybody is getting. I understand, you know, a little bit better why the Nets got tested, because they could be super carriers, and it's better that they know that they have it or not because of their age, and they should probably stay away from everybody, much like Marcus Smart is telling everybody. Donovan Mitchell is telling everybody. Rudy Gobert is telling everybody. I understand that. But, those of us in our group, maybe with the exception of Eddie, have no reason to be tested for anything because we don't show any signs of it.
Right.
And we don't need to, you know, just overburden the medical system.
Right. Exactly. Well, and I know we're running the PSA too, and I've heard it in a lot of places as well. Unless like your symptoms are severe, like don't go run to the hospital.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Right. I guess people are running to the hospital if they have a call. I don't know. So
it's this vicious cycle.
Right. People are also running to urgent care.
Right.
Now, urgent care is out there because, you know, insurance companies want to keep people out of the emergency rooms and they don't want people coming back and taking hospital beds and all that other stuff. So it's a kind of a run in and run out, and it's a quick way of going to get some tests done. But, you know, urgent care is not the place to be going either at this moment. You know, you think about those particular satellites and how overrun they are as well.
Yep. And that's the big problem right now, more than anything you would
think.
Boomer,
could you jot something down to ask the doctor?
Yes.
So ask him, if you do get tested, will it tell you if you have had it? Like, will it show anybody, say, oh, you've already been exposed and come through it?
How about when he comes on, we allow each of you guys to ask him a question. How about that?
All righty.
And Eddie, given your situation, if you want to be open with him, you can ask him.
Okay.
There you
is
go.
Is that right? Is everybody good with that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Al, I don't need you asking him about Pornhub, though. I want you to keep it serious because I heard your
another one then.
Yes. Okay. Thank
but
you.
But that's a very real
discussion
thing,
this morning.
It's a
What's
very
that?
Real thing. People are going to the computer to pass time.
Okay.
More time in front of the computer at home. You never know. And Al's learned all about caches and his history.
Wow. Yeah. I just said you got to remember to clear your history
by the
if
way,
you
just,
share a computer with your wife.
And to be clear, he lives alone, so he's very familiar with this.
Yeah, so what are you worried about your cache and history for?
I've just Somebody heard stories of people getting in trouble.
Right. He's asking for a friend.
Listen, if you're watching porn on your computer, you know you're not living with anybody. I mean, come on. Who's watching porn on their computer? It's all on the phone these days. Come on. Let's get real.
Well, let me ask you a question. You think it's all men that are looking at this? You don't
no,
think there
women
are any
do
women
too.
Looking at this?
Of course
of
they
course.
Do. Of course they do.
People make themselves feel better by watching pornography.
Right. He didn't say men. People.
Let me get a porno out and project it onto my garage door.
Not now. It'd be a gathering of more than 50 people.
Can't have that, Al.
Can't do it.
The Giants come to terms with quarterback Colt McCoy. The Cowboys signing Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. The Broncos did release
Ha-Ha Dix.
Right, him too. The Broncos did release, as we mentioned yesterday, they were going to Joe Flacco. And the Rams cut Todd Gurley and Clay Matthews. Tom Brady to the Bucs. Still not official, but should be soon. Here was MJ Stewart. I guess he's a cornerback on Tampa. He was on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Some reaction with Brady coming to Tampa.
I couldn't believe it at first. It was crazy. You know, as soon as I heard the news, I kind of seen it on Instagram as well. And they had Tom Brady, and they had put a Bucs jersey on him. And it looked so weird, but it was so crazy, and I just knew, like, the culture was going to change.
And so I guess, what is this, about finalizing the language and the contract, Boomer?
Well, he's got
physical?
He took a physical, I believe, yesterday here in New York.
Right.
The physical results will go down to Tampa. You know, Tom takes care of himself. He's fine. So he'll end up signing a contract either via DocuSign, or they'll end up FedExing things back and forth, whatever. And he'll be officially a Buck, hopefully, either today or maybe even over the weekend. So he'll have that done. And, you know, the other thing, you know, I was just thinking about that last cut you had, you know, thank God we got rid of Jameis.
Probably.
I mean, think about what Jameis must be feeling now. You know, that's the one thing that nobody really talks about. So Jameis threw 30 touchdowns last year, threw 30 interceptions,
and
threw for over 5,000
yards.
Right. He was a turnover machine, and he has basically been kicked to the curb. Totally kicked to the curb. So the interesting thing will be, where does he go from here? Where does Cam Newton go from here?
Who's also been kicked to the curb.
Right. Where does Joe Flacco go?
Kicked to the curb.
Right. And Andy Dalton supposedly is to be had for a trade by somebody.
He's hanging on the curb.
Right. He is. I mean, it's amazing what has happened just in the first 4 days here of this week, or 5 days. And more to come before the weekend's out.
All right, just a couple more things here. Chris Sale, Tommy John surgery. Whenever the season does begin, he is going to miss it. And Bud Black says he is open, and others should be open to the idea of doubleheaders every week when baseball does resume. I love that idea. Remember when we were kids, it was like a doubleheader every Saturday or something? Let's do that again. That would be kind of cool. You can make.
I would
some
expand
games.
The roster. If you're going to do that, I would
That's
expand
cool.
the rosters. Maybe one or two players, so you can add pitchers only.
Sounds good to me.
that
more
maybe that would be something. Yeah, more baseball, but that's something that they got to work out with the Players Association. But that's a good idea.
It is a good idea. Oh, and the Big Three, I think they're trying to work out something where they get back for entertainment value, obviously, where they have players that are negative, everything's good, and they keep them quarantined so that something comes back. I don't know when it would be, maybe in the next 8 weeks or so, but they are trying to move forward with something.
Ice Cube on the cutting edge of getting entertainment back.
That's
to hear it. All right, thanks, Jerry. Out of an abundance of caution, I'm going to ask Boomer to check his email. Make sure he's got his live read ready to go.
Hey!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.